You have here chapter 2, and I'll just lift out, beginning at verse 1, two or three verses, "And an angel of the Lord came up from Gilgal to Bochim and said, I made you to go up out of Egypt, and it brought you unto the land which I swear unto your fathers, and I said, I'll never break my covenant with you." Now, I believe, again, the angel of the Lord here is none other than the pre-incarnate Christ. "And ye shall make no league with the inhabitants of this land. Ye shall throw down their altars. But ye have not obeyed my voice. Why have ye done this? Wherefore I also said, I will not drive them out from before you, but they shall be as thorns in your sides, and their gods shall be a snare unto you." And, of course, that's what happened. Then we have this philosophy of history, that little hoop of history that I gave you. And if you have our notes and outlines, you do have that chart that we have there of this hoop and the philosophy of history. Now you have God raising up now judges for these people. Verse 16, "Nevertheless, the Lord raised up judges, which delivered them out of the hand of those that spoil them." In other words, each time that the nation Israel hit the bottom, why, God raised up judges unto them.